Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. Throwback Thursday jams here on CBS Sports Radio and the DA Show. Thanks for being with us.
Aw, the DA. I love the DA.
Remember, we're on Sirius XM channel 206. If you're outside your normal listening area, if your local affiliate does not carry us, you can always catch us on Sirius XM channel 206. Story about AJ Green profile done in the Bleacher Report has really caught a lot of attention because in it, A.J. Green, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, guarantees he'll be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's not oftentimes put in the same category as the Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham category, but should we be putting him there? He believes so. The author of that story, a fantastic profile on A.J. and tragedy in his life that has helped fuel him, is our good friend Tyler Dunn, features writer at Bleacher Report. Ty, how are we doing this morning?
Doing well, DA. It's been a little bit. How you been?
I've been great, man. I've been great. It's good to have you back on the show. And this was a wonderful piece that you put together about A.J. Green. Let's start on the football side of things. Because he plays in Cincinnati, because his quarterback is Andy Dalton, because they don't win playoff games, and because he is not loud, outspoken, or wants to be out in the media, do we underrate A.J. Green?
100%, and that's kind of the impetus, I guess, when we were approaching this story and the curiosity that kind of leads to a story like this is, man, I mean, look at this offseason. You've got Odell Beckham letting the world know every other day what he's doing, posting the shirtless selfies, upset about his contract situation. You've got Antonio Brown arriving via helicopter to training camp, and no, A.J. Green has gone 7 years, no playoff wins, Andy Dalton as his quarterback, in a small market. You know, we all know the wide receiver position kind of produces just a different kind of creature in all of professional sports. You can only control what you can control, right? And you can't control much as a receiver, so that leads to frustration, which leads to malcontent, which leads to the constant self-promotion. And he just cuts against the grain, it seemed, in every way. So I guess that's kind of what led us to Cincinnati, and once we talked to him and got to know him a little bit, I mean, you really see why he is the way he is.
But he's happy in Cincinnati, right? I mean, to your point, as you wrote about, he lives close to the stadium. He feels like it's a small town, so he can be himself. He grew up in the country, and he's not far from being in the country where he lives. He likes it in Cincinnati. There's no undercurrent of, I need to get out of here, is there?
There isn't. It's kind of wild. I mean, he signed his contract, you know, within 2 weeks of Julio Jones signing his. And, you know, obviously we know Julio was pretty unhappy with his deal. And A.J. Green says, I'm content. You know, I like it here. This is somebody who's putting in his own fishing pond back home, who grew up four-wheeling. You know, he's a country guy. I mean, he likes living in Kentucky right across that river. So I think he enjoys it there. But more than anything, I think big picture is the fact that he'll never forget what happened when he was 4 years old. He'll never forget that he was in that vehicle that swerved, hit a tree, aunt paralyzed from the waist down, cousins breaking their legs, brother dying, and he doesn't get a cut, doesn't get a scratch. He really thinks there's a reason he's still alive, because then you go into high school and he loses his mentor, a firefighter and a fire. So these are two people who are as close as you can get to them that are gone. He thinks about them every day.
Tyler Dunn joins us, features writer on the NFL for Bleacher Report and the author of this fantastic profile on A.J. Green. I did not know about those two tragedies in AJ's life until I read your story. But as you mentioned, he loses his brother in a car accident when he's four, and then his mentor in high school, who's also a firefighter, and his football coach in a fire. And so it's just devastating. It rips AJ up. How does that, though, connect to his satisfaction of playing in Cincinnati?
Good question. I think it connects to the fact that he's not going to let those factors that should frustrate him, frustrate him. I mean, he should be mad, right? I mean, he doesn't have Matt Ryan throwing him the football, and he's not in a market that is going to plaster him across the television set or across social media. He doesn't have that personality to begin with. And so I think that's where the connection is he is grounded. He truly has that real perspective of wanting to be a husband, wanting to be a father. I mean, he has his little boys running around now. I think all of that connects. Because you hear a lot of guys, you know, say that they put their life in that order, that family's most important and football comes second. He lives it. I mean, he really does. And I think that, you know, the fact that he brings that perspective every day allows him to just focus on football. I mean, he genuinely doesn't care about the fact that we don't talk about him in the same breath as Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., and Julio Jones.
I thought it was interesting that both he and Andy Dalton in your piece admitted it's not always great between them. They do have confrontations, or they do have disagreements, but that it's never too big and that both those guys really like playing with one another. One could imagine if you wanted to be an elite wide receiver, playing with Andy Dalton is not the best way to get there. But did you sense that there was any underlying frustration with his quarterback?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, 7 years together, you're going to get sick of each other at one point, even if you're winning, and these guys haven't won a playoff game. So that was the sense I got. You know, Andy Dalton said there are times behind the scenes when, you know, Green does ask for the ball, and he says he likes it. And Green said, yeah, there's probably times he gets mad at me and I get mad at him, but we know this is the situation, and we make the best of it. I think that this could be that potential breaking point because they see the talent they did in 2015 when they started 8-0. Tyler Boyd, John Ross, Joe Mixon, they've got a lot of firepower around A.J. Green now. I mean, spending a week at that training camp, I mean, this is a team that could legitimately contend, and that's how they're viewing it. So if they have another 7-9 season, hey, maybe they are, you know, going at it. Maybe that is the breaking point. I mean, we saw last year with the Jalen Ramsey incident with A.J. Green that was the first time he kind of bled. I mean, that was the first time he lost that perspective. He was in the middle of a bad year, having a bad game. You know, one more year could do that. So I think that now more than ever, he's trying to remember, you know, what drives him every day. And that's really how he approaches his offseason. I mean, his workouts are insane. I mean, he's pushing trucks. He's running up steep hills 50 yards. He's doing 400 reps of ab work to start it off. This guy takes everything to the next level.
Tyler Dunn joins us from Bleacher Report after his profile of A.J. Green has gotten a lot of attention out there. So you went and you saw the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Steelers are the favorite in that division. But you think they can be a contender, huh?
It sure appears that way. And, you know, guilty as charged. I went to Cincinnati's training camp after Buffalo's training camp. So, you know, you go from watching Nathan Peterman and Josh Allen and A.J. McCarron to Andy Dalton. Maybe the perspective was a little skewed on that transition. But they looked really good. I mean, A.J. Green, watching just him work, I mean, is must-see. I mean, it's unbelievable what he can do in terms of going deep one moment, toasting a guy 6 yards in his dust, running 10 yards, coming to a complete stop on a stop route to burn somebody. I mean, this is a 6'4", 6'5 guy who can run routes like a 5'10 guy, exactly as he said. But, you know, beyond him, it looks like John Ross is every bit as fast as we thought, and now he's healthy. His mind is in the right place. He's going to be used one way or another. Joe Mixon, you're not going to see a running back built like this guy in any training camp. And Tyler Boyd, obviously, who had the game-winning touchdown last year. He had some struggles last year, obviously, but I think his health is where it needs to be. And they really think that this is somebody who can be that Marvin Jones, that Mohamed Sanu-like receiver opposite A.J. Green and take advantage of those one-on-one matchups. So it's all there. I mean, I think part of the reason I'm so optimistic, though, too, is, you know, this division is not strong. I mean, the Steelers have a lot of drama going on. The AFC in general is up for grabs. So the Bengals could be that team that kind of sneaks up on everybody. And that's what Andy Dalton said. He said, nobody's talking about us right now. And we kind of like that. We think that we can really sneak up on folks.
So we only got about 30 seconds left, but you said the AFC is up for grabs. Do you think that the Patriots are vulnerable then?
To Cincinnati, maybe I won't go that far. But I think so. Yeah, why not? I mean, in the end, you know, the cream rises to the top. Tom Brady always finds a way to get to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, hey, it's not all rosy there in New England either. They lost a lot of key players, so it remains to be seen.
Interesting. Tyler Dunn joins us from Bleacher Report. This is such a cool profile, so interesting, so in-depth, and so many things you did not know about A.J. Green. I highly encourage it. Check it out. Tyler Dunn wrote about it. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. Man, great to catch up, buddy. I'm sure we'll do it plenty more during the football season, my man. Be well.
Anytime, D.A. Thanks so much for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Tyler Dunn joining us here on the show. Really, really good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.